my support system, and you know, happy to be back.
What did it feel like being back on the practice field, and maybe what's your excitement level moving forward?
Yeah, you definitely appreciate this game a lot more when you're away from it, being away from your teammates, just having that camaraderie, and you know, going to work every day and going out to play on Sundays each and every week. Definitely miss that, and you know, just happy to be back. Appreciative to everybody that helped me get to be able to come back and contribute during the playoffs, and I'm just happy to be back playing football.
How did you feel after getting that extra contact in practice yesterday?
Say it again?
The extra contact that you got in practice yesterday, how did you respond to that? How do you feel after that?
Oh, yeah, I felt great. You know, just wanted to get some pads on, haven't had them on in a while, and get some contact going in. I appreciate those guys coming over to help me do that, and yeah, definitely felt good.
The toughest part of, you know, this whole rehab return to play process, and maybe what helped you get through that?
No, I love football. I mean, it's all I've known since I was 5 years old, and, you know, it's what I fell in love with. And, you know, it's the first time something like this has happened. And, you know, just adversity, and you just got to overcome it. And thankful for the trainers, my girlfriend who was driving me here 5 weeks straight when I couldn't drive. And, you know, everybody that, you know, supported me, Titans fans wrote get well letters. I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, just having faith in the man above and, you know, just continuing to rehab, continue to get healthy and, you know, being able to have this opportunity right here.
Pretty much indestructible, Derek, you know, for the first several years. The fact that this injury has something to do with wear and tear a little bit too, you know, is that cause for concern? Looking forward in terms of the you know, the amount of carries and so forth, and the load that you can deal with going forward?
No, I don't think you worry about that. I mean, it's football. It's a game of injuries. Injuries happen. And, you know, you just got to keep pushing forward. And everything happened for a reason. You know, I don't try to get into all the what-ifs and this and that and this. Just focus on the right now and appreciate the journey. And that's all I can do.
Like you can pick between your feet right now in terms of cutting right, cutting left, planting, how close are you to the same on each side?
I feel good. I mean, I have a big steel plate on my foot. That's only different from the left foot to the right. But, I mean, I feel good. Just, you know, I haven't did anything like 2.5 months. So, you know, just getting back out there, getting acclimated to everything and, you know, getting back to being me.
Do you think you can kind of pick up where you left off? I mean, you haven't played the preseason a lot, so I know people talk about rust. Do you feel like you can kind of step back in and be the Derek you were at the start of the season?
Well, I mean, it all starts out here in the practice field and, you know, doing everything I can to be ready for Saturday. And that's where it starts. Just trying to work hard, trying to do the best I can to, you know, be the best player I can be for this team and try to contribute as best as I can. But, you know, the work starts out here like it always does.
How impressed have you been with the job that they've been able to do without you, Derek, to get to this point, to get the number one seed?
Oh, I was definitely the biggest cheerleader. You know, it was fun watching them, you know, while I missed playing with them, but did a great job. Guys stepped in, guys who were hungry did a great job running the ball. And, you know, overall as a team, they did a great job as well. And for us to have number one seed, get a bye week, and then come into the division around, against a good opponent.
What about from a mental standpoint, where are you there? Because I know that's a big part of that recovery process from the injury.
Back playing football, you know, that's all it is. We ain't gonna get into all that, but whatever I can do to help, you know, I'm always for it.
What do you think of the Bengals on defense, and what kind of challenge do they present? They've been good against the run this year.
Yeah, they did a great job this whole year, and watching them against the Raiders, I felt like they did a great job. I know they got a couple guys that went down, but overall, you know, they're physical, penetrators, linebackers. They play very well. Experience in the back end. They, you know, do a great job blitzing. Fast, try to get the ball out, and got a great experience. A lot of guys who played together for a couple of years, so we got our hands full and got to prepare for them this week.
Do you think there's something to taking the first hit on it in a game?
All these questions. I mean, I'm not really focused on that. I'm just ready to go out there and play. If you sit there and focus on all that, then you're not going to be yourself.
Advantage, Derek, to maybe having fresh legs, you know, not having played, not having had wear and tear for the last 3 months. Is there a benefit to that going up against, you know, maybe guys who've been playing week after week?
I would think anybody who hasn't played in 2 months will, you know, feel, you know, pretty good about their body and where they're at. So
adversity you've been going through this last several months. How difficult was that mentally for you? I know you said it was fun watching the Titans play and do so well, but also how difficult was that watching your team and being away from your organization?
It's always hard when, you know, you go down with an injury and, you know, the season's still going on and you love football, you want to play, but, you know, just got to work through it. It's always going to be tough times, you know, when something like that happens, but, you know, what don't break you makes you. So that's the mindset I had, is just continue to rehab, get better, do the best I can to get back on the field.
You also mentioned your support system, how grateful you were to them and for everyone that kind of supported you through these last couple of months. How often did your teammates reach out to you, and how much did you feel that support from your team?
Oh, yeah, they reached out to me every day. Whoever it was that texted me before each game and just checking up on me, I definitely appreciated that. And, you know, my teammates are like family, so I definitely appreciated and was rooting for them while I was trying to get back.
Did you get a lot of letters? You mentioned letters from fans. Did you get a lot of support mail, and did you read a lot of it?
Yeah, I got a pretty good bit of them, and I definitely appreciate it for them taking the time out to send love and send get well wishes. Got some of the best fans in the league, and definitely, you know, it was heartfelt messages, and I definitely appreciate it.
What was it like, back when it first happened, like you said, you've really had no injuries. How kind of shocking was it not only to learn you'd been hurt, but that you might be out for such an extended period of time?
Yeah, it was definitely shocking. You know, like I said, this has never happened to me my whole career. So it was just, you know, I was like, well, you know, can't do nothing about it now. Try to, you know, get surgery and start the recovery process. Try to get back as quick as I can.
So you expect to play on Saturday?
Do I expect to play?
Yeah.
See how this week goes, and we'll see where I'm at on Saturday.
How about the opportunity that this team has, being the number one seed, an opportunity to do something that's, you know, never been done around here? How much are you guys looking to hopefully take advantage of that opportunity?
Yeah, you know, we definitely know it starts out here, and continue to get better on all three phases, compete. And then you're ready for Saturday. But we have a big opportunity in front of us, and we want to make sure we stay focused every day in the meetings, in the practice field, and then let it lead to Saturday.
That last one, last year, when you had a home game chance, how much did that sit with you at the end of that promising season?
Yeah, you know, not really trying to focus on too much of last year. You know, that's in the past, but we came up short last year, and definitely want to do the right things this year so that doesn't happen.
All right.